叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
好，再请看哥林多后书第一章二十到二十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并高我们的就是神。
Now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
他又用印印了我们，并是圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts?
我们再看一下《生命记》二十九章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属于我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
我们提过在哥林多后书里面关于执事这个人，执事那个事就是做的事，还有执事这个服事这个动词，这些呢大概总共出现二十次。
We have mentioned that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that the word minister, this person, ministry, the service, and the verb to serve in the Corinthians have happened about 20 times.
而它散布在哥林多后书的从头一直到末了，一直不断的出现。
And it's scattered among the, from the beginning of 2 Corinthians until the end.
而且哥林多后书是写给在这个哥林多的众圣徒，并雅该亚的众圣徒。
And the book of Corinthians was written to all the saints in Corinth and also those in Achaia.
所以这个对象是每个信主的弟兄姊妹。
So the object of this letter is for all the brothers and sisters who believe the Lord.
所以这里似乎提醒我们，就是服侍主是每一个弟兄姊妹的事。
So here reminds us to serve the Lord is for each brother and sister.
这个不是哪些特殊人物的事情。
It's not only for those certain special people.
只是每一个弟兄姊妹他所服侍的重点不一定完全一样，但是都在服侍中。
But it might be the main point of service for each brother or sister might not be the same, but they are all serving God.
所以我们这个题目新约执事的特征啊，不是针对特定的弟兄姊妹，是每一位弟兄姊妹。
So our theme for the special characteristics of the ministers of New Testament are not just towards certain group of people, but it's for each brother or sister.
所以希望我们自己在主面前能够接下从主来的负担，成为新约的执事。
So hope that each one of us can receive the burden from the Lord and become the ministers of the New Testament.
而上次我们交通到新约执事的特征有一个特点，那是恩典。
And last time we shared one of the characteristics of the minister of New Testament is grace.
所以他是从神那里能够接受恩典，他也是恩典出去的管道。
That is the person is able to receive grace from God and also he's the vessel of grace.
所以叫人可以知道我们的神，我们的主是恩典的神，是恩典的主。
So people is able to know that our Lord our God is the gracious Lord and God.
今天我们再看的另外一部分是神的应许。
And today we look at another part that is God's promise.
神的应许我们常常很容易想到就是很怎么讲说很玄的部分。
When we talk about God's promise, often we think of something abstract.
神的应许有在将来最远的 新天新地。
God's promise, also there is one in the most distant future, that is the new heaven, new earth.
有在主再来的天国。
And there's the Lord's return of the heavenly kingdom.
有在天国里面得奖赏。
And in the heavenly kingdom, there's the reward.
由于他从坐宝座的应许。
And also there's the promise of sitting together with him on the throne.
有可以与他一同作王的应许。
And there's the promise of being enthroned together with him.
还有很多我们可能想不来的方面。
And there are many different aspects which we cannot imagine.
所以神的应许应该是有一部分实际上是隐秘的是一样。他只是提了一部分，但是没有非常细节的详细。
So God's promise is just like there are certain parts of secret things which he has mentioned but not exactly in details.
那如果神的话他不讲得很详细，那我们不要太也不用太花头时间太多时间了。
So if God does not mention in detail, then we don't have to spend so much time on it.
但是他提到那一定是会有的。
But for the things he has mentioned, then that definitely will be.
但是关于神的应许呢，他有提到的比较多的部分呢，在新约的圣经里面比较多的部分是关于怎么进去的方面。
But for most of the part about God's promise, which he mentioned in New Testament, has to do with how to enter in.
所以主要我们能够做一个真正能够得到应许的人。
So God would like us to be the person who can truly receive the obtain the promise.
所以他把怎样进入这个应许呢？来告诉我们。
So he tells us how to enter in.
好，所以这是我们比较需要注意的。
And that's what we have to pay attention to.
那另外一面呢，可能我们不太想到。
The other, there's another aspect which you haven't thought much.
但是呢，圣经是的确是这样告诉我们。
But the Bible has told us.
主耶稣的降生是根据应许降生的。
Our Lord's birth was based on the promise.
主耶稣的一生的日子。是神已经预先说的预言，他已经先在那里了。
All the days of the Lord Jesus that our God has already prophesied, which was already there.
甚至主耶稣他死而复活，啊，这个死而复活能够叫我们称义，这个复活也是在应许里面的。
Even the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which can justify us, which is also part of the promise.
所以主耶稣他。从天上来到地上成为人，然后在地上这个33年半又回到天上，整个都是应许的成就和应许的一个整个完成的过程。
So our Lord Jesus come down from heaven to earth, then he stay on earth for 33.5 years, and also he returned to heaven. This whole process is also part of the fulfillment of the promise.
有这样给应许的神，又有这样完成应许的主，又呼召我们进入他的应许，你说可靠不可靠？
So we have this God who gives the promise, and there's this Lord who calls us to enter into the promise, and also who fulfill the promise. Then do you think our God is dependable?
他不只是如此，他这个赐下圣灵，也是在应许里面赐下圣灵，所以圣灵有一个另外一个称呼叫做应许的圣灵。
Not only that, but our Lord gives the Holy Spirit, which is the also called the Spirit of the Covenant, of the Promise.
所以又借着这个应许的圣灵要把我们带进到这个实际。
So through the Spirit of Promise, he would bring us to enter into the truth.
这又是一层保证。
And that's one more guarantee.
所以进入应许不但是神的心意，而且神已经把带我们进入应许的那个重要的方式，重要的管道已经摆在我们眼前。
So to enter into the promise is not only God's will, but he also put this channel to help us to enter into the promise to put in front of us.
而且我们刚才这个你用的饼和杯，主跟我们立了新约，这个新约有另外一个称呼叫做应许的新约，应许的约。
And the bread and the cup we just partake that this is the new covenant that Lord has set with us. So that's the covenant.
所以他知道以色列是没有办法完成那个约，人没有办法完成那个在西乃山的约，但是他应许有个新约来。
God knew that the Israelites could not fulfill the promise the covenant which God has set at the foot of Mount Sinai. So therefore, he has given us the new covenant.
在这个新约里面, 他完成, 而且他成为这个, 在神面前的大祭司, 他是在宝座前的大祭司, 要把我们带到那个神的宝座前。
In this promise, he's the high priest, and which he's the high priest before God, so he's able to bring us before the throne of God.
那他又是这新约的中保, 也就是说, 神在这个约里面要给人的是有保证的。
And he's the mediator of this new covenant. That means that this, in this new covenant, what God has promised is fully guaranteed.
而且他也告诉我们, 这个律法的咒诅, 是在主耶稣定十字架的时候足以替我们承担的。他不但承担了，他因为完成了救赎，他要把我们带进到可以得着产业的时机。
And he also tells us that our Lord Jesus, when he was crucified on the cross, he has already bear all the curse of the law. Not only he has already bear all the curses, but he will bring us into the, to enter into the reality of the law.
所以得着应许是基督徒是怎么讲？ 是主给基督徒一个呼召，也是主盼望基督徒在跟随主的时候，能够在今生的时候就能进入这个世界。
So to obtain the promise is not only a calling our Lord has given to us Christians, but our Lord also hopes us Christians can enter into the reality of the promise in this life.
那应许这个字哈，它的词，它原文是 on 跟 message。
The original text of the word promise is on the message.
也就是这个应许这个字，就是神的一个宣告，或者神给我们一个保证。
So the word promise is the proclamation of the Lord, and it's a guarantee from God.
所以这个是，所以如果我们相信神的话，我们跟神有个对的关系，应该怎么样？神说什么，我们就是什么。So
if we believe in God's words and we have the right relationship with God, then that means whatever God says, then we trust.
如果神已经说的话，神已经把他告诉我们的东西都告诉我们，我们还有很多别的理由在那里东。 就是东解释一下，西把它扭曲一下呢，那我们可能会跟这个就完全不一样。So
if God has already tell us His words, but if we still throw our own reasoning or excuses to twist those words, then it will be different from the reality.
因为神是信实的，神是有信，是讲信用，神是信实的，所以他给的应许也是实在，也是信实的。For
God is faithful, and therefore the promise He has given is true.
那我们就看刚才这个哥林多后书第一章二十节这边，他说神的应许不能有多少，在基督里，在基督都是是，其实就是在他里面都是是。So
look at the verse we read, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. For all the promise of God in Him are yea and in Him amen.
基督是凭着应许道成肉身，并且基督是凭着应许完成在地上所有的生活。
It's by promise that Lord Jesus will become flesh, and also by promise he has fulfilled his life on earth, and also by promise that he has fulfilled everything.
所以神的应许不论有多少，在他里面都是是的。So
that all the promise of God in him are yes.
这里似乎是告诉我们，我们有一个在他面，在他跟他的一个关系，我们是不是真的在他里面？
So as if here tells us that it's a relationship between us and God, that whether we're truly in Him.
因为如果是照着我们得救的地位，我们应该是在他里面。
So if based on the position of our salvation, we should be in Him.
但是呢，有时候我们就不在他里面。But
sometimes we are not in Him.
啊，好像这个在罗马书第七章那样啊，我们不在他里面。Like
what happened in Book of Romans chapter 7 that we are not in him.
所以这里所要求的就是要始终要保持在他里面的实际。So
the requirement here is to always keep in the reality of being in him.
如果是照着这个老约翰讲，如果是在主里面的人，他什么？他说照着主所行的去行。So
just like John mentioned that though for those in the Lord, do according to what the Lord has done.
在主里面的人呢，可以跟主交通。
Those who are in the Lord can fellowship with the Lord.
所以其实我们在不在主里面，其实我们是知道的。
So actually we know so clearly whether we are in him.
啊, 如果我们不在他里面呢, 我们根本就不跟他交通。
If we are not in him, then we will not fellowship with him.
但是我们在他里面呢, 我们就常常进入天父跟神儿子之间的交通。
So if we are in him, then we often enter into the fellowship between God and his son.
所以这里有一个是在他里面的这个必须。
So there's a must to be in him.
而且呢, 所有借着他的也都是实在的。
And for all those through him is yes.
所以借着他也是经过他或者是要依靠他。
So to be through him is to go to by him and also depend on him.
所以我们凡是来依靠主,使得进入应许呢,就变成一个很实际的东西。
So to come to depend on the Lord to enter into the promise becomes something very real.
这里说叫神 因我们得荣耀,
so that God can receive the glory by us.
所以如果我们能够得着神所要给我们应许的, 我们不但是进入神的丰富, 神也得到荣耀。
So if we can obtain the promise what God would like to give to us, then not only that we enter into a promise, but also God receives the glory.
所以我们应当有这样的一个心愿, 有这样的态度, 愿意照着神所启示的, 进入, 神所要我们进入的应许。
So we should have the heart and willingness to, based on God's revelation, that we can enter into the promise He has given us.
一面我们可以认识神的丰富, 一面我们也进入神的丰富, 一面神可以得荣耀。
On the one hand, we know the abundance of God and we can enter into His riches, and on the other hand, God receives the glory.
所以在他里面, 并且借着他, 这是宝贵的心。
So to be in him and through him, that is very precious.
那在这个在关于怎样进入神的应许里面呢，保罗除了刚才讲这一面呢，还有在其他的地方。
And about how to enter into the promise of God, besides what Paul has mentioned here, there are other places.
那另外的地方呢，就是在罗马书第四章有提到这些。
And Book of Romans chapter 4 has mentioned.
我想因为经节很多, 所以我不请大家翻了。
There are many verses, so I won't let you turn.
所以我把主要的重点跟弟兄姊妹稍微交通一下。
So I would just like to share the main points.
那这个在罗马书第四章呢, 是讲到亚伯拉罕怎样进入神的应许。
In Romans chapter 4 talks about how Abraham enters into the promise of God.
那亚伯拉罕在进入神的应许的过程中, 他 特别他关于他的儿子怎么生出来，就是以撒怎么生出来。
In the process of how Abraham enters into the promise God, promise of God has to do with how Isaac was born.
在他身体很有能力的时候，他没办法生。
When he was still strong physically, but he could not give the birth.
而且他想的办法不是生出以撒，而是生了以实玛利。
The method he thought of was not to give birth to Isaac, but actually Ishmael was born.
等到他逐渐变成没有办法的时候，到他99岁的时候，他发现他已经不可能生了。
So when he lost all his ability, then when he was 99 years old, he found that he could not give birth anymore.
莎拉也差不多90岁了，也不能生了。
Sarah was also about 90 years old and also could not give birth anymore.
所以他心里，他的思想上，他是完全知道。 他已经没有这个能力了。
So in his mind, he knew that he lost the ability completely.
然后神就在那个时候向他显现，重新再把应许再给他更新一下。
And God appeared to him once again to renew this promise.
那这个时候，如果他看自己是毫无希望。
So at that time, if he looked at himself, then that was completely hopeless.
就是在他毫无希望的时候，神说：“你要生一个儿子，明年生一个儿子。”
So at the moment that he felt completely hopeless, then God told him that you give birth to a son next year.
我想对我们来讲哈, 我们常常说怎么可能, 那我们就算了吧。
To us, we would think that it's impossible, then we give up.
但是亚伯拉罕的特性是什么? 他就相信神。
But the characteristics of Abraham was that he trusted God.
在他自己知道自己没有能力的时候, 他还是相信神。
When he knew he lost all the ability, but he still believed in God.
这也是鼓励我们在主面前等候或者寻求，或者是在跟主交通的时候，你把握你还有最后一个机会。
This also encourages us that when we fellowship with God or seek before the Lord, we take hold of our last opportunity.
因为许多时候我们可能已经好像看完全没有机会了，这个机会再不把握就没有了。Sometimes
we might think that we lost every opportunity, so if we do not take hold of the last one, then we don't have any.
亚伯兰是在他自己觉得没有机会的，神说我再给你一个机会。But
for Abraham, it was he thought he did not have any more opportunity, but God said, I'll give you one more.
结果他相信神，不相信自己。Then
the result was he trusting God, not trusting himself.
在无可指望的时候，因为相信而有指望。
In the time of no hope, because he believed, then there was hope.
那这个相信有个特性，怎么？他这个相信里面是没有那个不信的掺杂在里面。
There's this characteristics of this belief is that there's non-disbelief.
他是全身，他是全心全人相信神。神，你如果这样说，那就是这样，那就是吧。
He trusts in God with his whole being, his whole heart, and he says that if God says so, then that is.
常常我们会有这个困难，因为我们会有我们因为什么知识、什么经验什么的，我们就把神说的就否定掉了。
Oftentimes we have such a difficulty because we have our own knowledge and experience, so we deny what God says.
但他这个相信呢，在他里面不但是不会里面不产生这种疑惑，不产生这在里面挣扎。
But for him to believe in God, that there was no mix of distrust and also no struggle.
甚至呢，他是从心里相信，所以他呢，心里就得到坚固起来。
Since he trusts everything from his heart, so therefore his heart got established.
这个跟我们这个一般有时候我们的情况不同哈。It's
different from our situation.
有时候我们是神没说话，神没说话，我们自己去找话。Sometimes
it's that God did not speak, but we try to look for words.
因为我想要这个得着个什么东西啊，但是呢，我也没有神也没有告诉我这样可以得到，不可以得着。
Because I myself want to gain something, but God did not tell me whether I can receive or not.
但是我心里其实已经有个答案在那里。But
I already have an answer in my heart.
有时候就是读圣经的时候，就一直找，我一边读一边找，找到那句话跟我那个想法一样。So
when I read the Bible, I try to look for words that will match to be the same answer as that in my heart.
你发现如果是这样的话，心里不会得坚固的。So
if you do this way, then your heart would not be established.
这是我去找话，是吗？就我去抓出来的。It's
that I look for the words. I try to grab hold of it.
亚伯拉罕不是这样，亚伯拉罕是他觉得毫无可能，但是神说的，他就放在心里面。
But it's not so with Abraham. Abraham thought it was impossible, but because God said, then he put in his heart.
所以这个话的解读是从神自己，是神说话。So
the original source of the words is God himself who spoke.
神说话了，然后我们相信接受他，在我们里面就坚固，就有力量。God
speaks and we trust and accept the words, and therefore our hearts being strengthened and being established.
不但是这样的，而且可以把荣耀归给神。
Not only that, but we can also give glory to God.
而且不但是这样，而且那个信心哈，那个信心常在长，就是满心相信神，他这样说，神就会做。But
not only that, but as if the faith is growing, so it's with full-heartedly the faith, and he believes God will do it.
所以其实相信并不是一个静止状态，相信其实是一个好像会长的东西。So
to believe is not just being there passively, but it's something grows.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。 除去我们不信的恶心。So
we need the Lord to help us to remove the heart of disbelief.
因为这是进入神应许必须的。So
that's something that's a must for us to enter into the promise of God.
在神的话里面明明说了，然后主也启示我们了，那就是需要我们能够在相信里面去跟进去。For
God has clearly spoken and God has revealed to us, then we should enter into based on trust.
然后呢，这个另外一个进入神的应许是需要跟弟兄姊妹在一起进入的。And
another part about entering into the promise of God has to do to be together with brothers and sisters.
虽然我们是一个一个得救的。Even
though we each one is being saved individually.
但神在成就他的心意的时候，是把我们放在一起来成就的。But
for when God to fulfill His will, that He put us together to fulfill it.
所以我们需要知道。 我们在神面前，在弟兄姊妹当中，是神怎么看？
So we have to know that how God looks among all the brothers and sisters.
所以神把我们所有得救的人放在一起，成为神的殿。
For God has put all those who are saved together to become the temple of God.
是要成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。
Become the dwelling place of God's, become the God's dwelling place through the Holy Spirit.
是要与世界分别出来的。
To be separate from the world.
是要告诉世人什么是义，什么是不义的。
So we can tell the world what is righteous, what is not.
是要跟撒旦的权势分开的。
Has to be separate from the power of Satan.
是要让世人知道什么是光明，什么是黑暗的。
Has to tell the world what is light, what is darkness.
这不是只有一个人。
It's not just by one person.
这是所有神的儿女一起。
It's all together with God's children.
所以在进入神的应许，因为我们就需要洁净自己。
So in order to enter into the promise of God, we have to sanctify ourselves.
除去灵里面，除去身体上一切的污秽。
Remove all the filthiness of the spirit and the body.
这是需要注意的。
And that's something we need to pay attention to.
我们是不是有很多污秽在我们身上？
Are there so much filthiness upon us?
因为如果有污秽在我们身上，主要跟我们交通，主要给话给我们，我们可能听不见。
If there are the falseness upon us, then we cannot hear what God would like to fellowship and tell us.
如果我们身上还有邪灵可以作怪的话，那我们更不容易听得准确。
If there is still the ground of the evil spirit upon us, then we definitely cannot hear God's words.
所以这一个我们需要洁净自己。
So we need to sanctify ourselves.
这个洁净自己呢，使得神可以在我们身上同住。
So to cleanse ourselves, then God is able to abide on us.
神也可以在我们当中往来。
And God can also,
不但在个人，在团体中往来。
God can also move freely, not only individually, but corporately.
所以弟兄姊妹的生活，不管你个人的生活，你的家庭生活，甚至教会生活，是蛮有主同在的生活。
So the life of brothers and sisters, your own life or family life or church life, it's life with God's presence.
不会因为是你在办公室，你就不需要主的同在。
It would not be that when you are in office, then you do not need the presence of the Lord.
虽然你是在做你的专业，你就不需要主参与，没有这回事。
It's not so when you are doing your own professions, but then you don't need the Lord being part of it.
虽然你在外面旅游，你不需要主同在吗？
When you are traveling outside, don't you need Lord's presence?
刚刚这个纽约发生的事情，很多出事的是什么？是来旅游的。
What just happened in New York past week? Many of the victims were traveling here.
什么时候你都需要神的同在。
You need Lord's presence at every moment.
你不管在哪里，你都需要神的同在。
Regardless of where you are, you need the Lord's presence.
那当然，弟兄姊妹如果聚集在一起呢？那个神的同在是没有办法形容的，是丰富到一个地步，我们里面会受震撼的，里面会受吸引的。
So when brothers and sisters are together, the presence of the Lord is so hard to imagine and so rich to the point that it's such a big shaking impact and we can actually feel shaken.
所以我们进入这个神的应许，这方面是需要注意的。
So that's something we need to pay attention to when we enter into the promise of God.
因为神是要借着团体，借着全教会来完成他的旨意的。
For God would like to through the corporate and the whole church to fulfill His promise.
保罗为了这个做了福音的执事。
Paul for this purpose become the minister of gospel.
保罗是犹太人。
Paul was a Jew.
他的负担其实最重是在犹太人。
His burden was mostly toward the Jews.
但是他被神差派做外邦的使徒。
But he was being sent by God to become the minister of the Gentiles.
他神给他特别的启示，就是犹太人跟外邦人成为一个身体。
And God has given him the special revelation is that the Gentiles and the Jews become one body.
犹太人和外邦人成为一个国度。
For the Jews and Gentiles become one kingdom.
犹太人和外邦人成为一个殿。
And the Jews and Gentiles become the same temple.
今天不能说我们当中 没有犹太人，我们就不注意这件事情。
We cannot say that because there are no Jews among us, so we don't pay attention to this.
因为这是神的心意。
For this is God's will.
这是神要把我们带进到能够同盟应许的时机。
So this is that how God can bring us to enter in to the to receive the same promise.
所以一个愿意进入神的应许的人，他不但自己进入，他也会把神借着他接触到的圣徒能够带进到同盟应许的时机。
So for someone who's willing to enter into the promise, not only himself accept this, but he's willing to bring all the saints that encounter that he can enter into the same promise.
那这一个能够完成同盟应许的时机，中间有一个经历的过程，就是教会。
And to accomplish this enter into the same promise, then there's this process which is church.
神用教会来见证新造的新人。
God using the church to testify this new man.
所以我们每一个人都是新造，我们有新的生命，所以我们是新的创造，个人跟团体都是新的创造。
For each one of us is a new creation. We have new life. So individually or corporately is a new creation.
连关系都是新的关系。
Even our relationship with one another is new.
所以我们说我们是新人，但是我们却是活在旧人的关系底下。你没有觉得这很奇怪吗？
So if we say we are new men, but we still live in the old relationship, don't you feel that strange?
我们是被造成一个新人，但是我们却活在旧人的关系底下。我喜欢你，我不喜欢你。我喜欢跟他在一起，我不喜欢跟他在一起。我喜欢这一群人，我不喜欢那一群人。这就没有办法同盟应许。
For if as we are being created into one new man, but if we still live in the old relationship and say that we dislike certain people, we like certain people, we like this group, and we don't like certain group, then we cannot enter into the same promise.
因为神造成一个新人的时候，已经把旧人不同群体的人中间的墙拆毁了，隔断了，那个拆毁的墙把它，不是隔断的墙把它拆毁了。
For when God has created us into one new man, God has already broken the wall of partition between us.
所以我们如果要同盟应许，要一起彼此鼓励同盟应许，这个墙是应该是不存在才对。
So in order for us to receive the one promise and also encourage each other to receive the promise, this wall of partition should not be there.
这是告诉我们，所有蒙恩得救的基督徒，应该在神的恩典。在神的旨意中进入全教会的生活。
So that for all those who are saved by grace, in God's will and His grace, then should enter into the church life.
今天是在因为教会历史发展的缘故，所以有很多这些造成没有办法进入这个全教会的经历。
Because of what happened among church history, therefore there were some who could not enter into this experience of the whole church life.
但是神仍然借着能够倾心受圣灵，能够直接带领，能够受主，能够听主的话的，能够进入这个全教会的经历和见证。
But God fills through those who have pure heart, who can experience and enter into God's words, then can enter into this one promise.
他在绝对的数字上、总数上不是全教会，但是他在性质上是全教会。
Although based on number, it might not be the entire church, but then based on characteristics, it is the whole church.
因为这是神要借着这些可以被神带领的圣徒，能够完成神所要完成的。
So through those saints who can be led by God, then He would like to fulfill what He would like to fulfill.
保罗那个时代虽然没有像现在这样子。
At the Paul's time, although it was not like now.
但是保罗那个时代。根本没有人懂这件事情。
But at Paul's time, nobody understood this.
他是被神开启了，所以他把神所开启他的放在圣经里面，借着他能够跟弟兄姊妹聚集的机会，告诉了弟兄姊妹。
Paul was being opened by the Lord, and therefore he put in the Bible, and therefore through the revelation, then he was able to tell the brothers and sisters about this.
在他那个时代，就像是死无变为有一样，本来没有的，神把它做出来。
So back at Paul's time, it was like called nothing into being. Originally, there was nothing, but God created.
今天我们这个时代是已经被整个打乱了，甚至大家思想 都被搅乱了，神要做复活的工作。
So in our generation, it was already being all mixed up and also broken into pieces. Therefore, Lord would like to do the work of resurrection.
在靠近世代末了的时候，神仍然要恢复他所要恢复的，把众圣徒能恩得救的人带来一起同盟应许，是同在一个同一个身体里面来经历同盟应许的时机。
So at the end time, God still would like to do the restoration work to put all the saints to be in one promise, so all the saints corporately can receive.
所以我们就知道，我们的每一个弟兄姊妹都是很宝贵的。
So we know that each brother sister here are so precious.
不管我们的性格差异有多大，不管我们的偏好差异有多大，但每一个弟兄姊妹都是很宝贵的。
Regardless the difference between our personalities or what we like or dislike, but each one is very precious.
而且不但是宝贵的，而且我们是彼此需要的。
Not only precious, but we need one another.
啊，因为有的时候弟兄姊妹有某种的原因，好像处于一种这个相处上很困难的状态。
For sometimes due to certain reasons that brothers and sisters might have some difficulty encountering one another.
即使有困难的状态，不要忘记，弟兄，你是我所需要的，我也是你所需要的。
Even in such difficult situation, but don't forget that, brother, that you are someone who I need, and also you need me.
懂得这样的经历的弟兄，就知道，即使这样的状况底下，那个弟兄还是宝贵的弟兄。
For the brother who understand this kind of situation, then even in such difficulty, then they would know that that brother is still precious.
我记得好像有印象没错的话，尼托森弟兄到英国去拜访一个老弟兄，他已经躺在床上，身体不舒服了，就是身体情况很糟了。
If I did not remember it wrong, that Brother Watchman Nee visited an elderly brother who was sick in bed in United Kingdom.
结果那个弟兄跟尼托讲什么？他说：“弟兄啊，你不能没有我，我也不能没有你。”
The brother in bed told Brother Watchman Nee that brother that you cannot go on without me, and also I cannot go on without you.
这一点是很重要的。
That is very important.
这一点是教会生活里面实际的部分。
That is the reality of a church life.
哦，我们不是来教会彰显个人那个部分。
We don't come to church to manifest our individuality.
我们是一同来得着神的应许，进入神的应许的，同奔天路的。
Together we come together to receive, to gain, and also to receive God's promise, and also run the heavenly way together.
在这个同奔天路的过程中，我需要顺服主在我身上量给我的这样的机会，这样的环境。
In such process of run the heavenly way together, we have to obey the environment that God has measured upon us.
所以这里面其实牵涉到有死而复活的经历了。
So this has to do with the experience of resurrection.
无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
In times of hopeless, but because of trust, and there is still hope.
啊，如果看我们自己是没希望的，但是主说他要成就，就能成就。
When we look at ourselves, there's no hope, but when God says He will fulfill it, it will definitely be fulfilled.
关于进入神的应许，保罗他告诉我们第五个部分。
The fifth part that Paul tells us about entering into the promise of God.
这个是在提摩太前书第四章。
That is in the First Timothy chapter 4.
他是要叫我们操练在敬虔上。操练自己。
That is to exercise godliness.
这个在敬虔上操练自己，有今生和来生的应许。
To exercise in godliness, there's the promise of this life and the future.
啊，这里讲的怎么样？说这里讲的，它原文是今天生命。刚刚讲 this life， 这个生命，这指的永生的那个生命。
This life, then, also it has to do with the eternal life.
而且怎么样说，是关于到将来的，将来就是要来的那个应许，所要将来的那个应许。
And also that has to do with which is to come. That is the promise.
所以，如果我们愿意在主面前操练敬虔
，So if we are willing to exercise godliness before the Lord,
我们愿意能够让主带我们进入这个 这个生命的实际。
If we would like the Lord to bring us into enter into a reality of life.
主就叫我们不但今天的这生命可以长大，而且可以得到将来的应许。
So Lord will let us experience not only our life can grow in this life, but also receive what is to come.
那在这个希伯来书的作者。
The author of book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的作者他讲到进入神的应许的时候，这些要进入神应许的人，他们在这个过程中有什么特别的地方？
He talk about what's so special about those people who enter into the promise of God.
第一个特别的地方，这个要进入应许的人可以安息在神里面，神面前。
First is those who enter into the promise of God, they can rest before God.
他可以安息在神面前。
They can rest before God.
甚至他安息到一个地步，他怕失去这个安息。
They are so much in rest that they are afraid to lose such rest.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你怕不怕失去神给你的安息，主耶稣给你的安息？
I don't know if brothers and sisters, if you are afraid to lose the rest from the Lord Jesus.
但是这里的话告诉我们说，你既有进入安息的应许，这是第四章第一节，就当畏惧，你们就该害怕。
But here it tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1 that since there's a promise that leaving us enter into his rest, then you should fear.
怕失去安息，也就是要愿意什么？要竭力进入那个安息。
Since you are in fear of losing such rest, so you should enter, strive to enter in.
不管我们跟什么人在一起，不管我们遇到什么事情，不管我们碰到什么冲击，不能失去安息。
Regardless of who we are with, or what things we do, or any kind of impact we encounter, we cannot lose such rest.
有多少的情况，我们是因为失去安息，我们做了许多很错误的决定，我们又就离开主，因为失去安息，失去了安息，起头失去安息，没有回到安息，就越离越远，越离越远。
How many times because we lost such rest, therefore that we become further and further from the Lord?
但是呢，如果能够进入安息的人，他身上有什么特别呢？
So what is the specialty about those who are able to enter into such rest?
能够进入安息的人呢，他的灵跟魂是可以分开的。
For those who can enter into the rest, their spirit and soul can be separated.
灵跟魂分开就是这个灵啊，神给神在那里面创造的这个灵啊，是能够进功用，能够跟神交通的。良心的感觉是准确的，神说这是错的就是错的，神说这是定罪的就定罪的，神说这是对的就是对的。
For the spirit and soul, those who are being separated, then he can enter into the fellowship with God. There's the conscience is very clear. If God condemns, that condemns. And if God says so, then he thinks it's so.
那个直觉呢，也能够准确地知道神的心意。
And intuition can also clearly know God's will.
你不一定知道理由，但你知道心意。
You might not know the reason, but you know God's will.
在遵行神旨意上，我们常常犯这个毛病，就是我们想知道理由，但我们不想要神的意思。
Our problem with following God's will is that we would like to know God's will, but we don't want to know His reason.
所以常常是说，你讲讲理由给我听，我听觉得可以，我就考虑考虑；我觉得不可以，放弃。
So oftentimes we just want to know the reason. If we think it's reasonable, then we would think about it. But if not, then we give up.
所以其实呢，不是主做主，是我们自己做主。
Actually, that is Lord being the Lord. It's ourselves being the Lord.
但是你如果是活在神或者基督的安息里面，是跟主有一个对的关系，你可能不知道理由，但你知道神这样引导。
But if you live in such rest with the Lord, then even though you do not know the reasons, but then you know God is leading this way.
你可能要经过很多时间以后，很多的情况之后，你才知道怎么回来解释那个内部在这样走的。但是呢，主的确是那样带领。
It might be after such a long time or after so many situations, when you look back, then you know why God has led this way, but you know clearly God has led at that time.
安息是非常重要的。
So being in rest is very important.
我记得我在学生时代打球的时候。
I remember when I was playing basketball back in my student's time.
我自己就感觉到就是我什么时候里面有一点点不舒服啊，我就打球就很难打。
I felt that whenever I felt something bothering me, that it was hard for me to play.
啊，有点紧张啊，或者有点什么压力，或者什么，就是有一点的不舒服啊。我上场去打球，我就发现呢，我本来觉得这应该很简单的，就变得不简单了。
So whenever I felt nervous or there's any kind of pressure in me, if something bothering me when I was playing basketball, then I felt I even though it was easy for me, but it was not.
所以我当时打球的经历就是常常要想办法让自己放松，放松，放松。
So based on the experience of playing basketball, I always have to tell myself to relax.
不过那时候都是人的办法了。
But of course, back then was man's way.
不过那时候让我知道这个东西很重要。
However, that experience made me know that it's so important.
你即使有这个能力，但是因为很紧张或者什么压力的缘故呢，结果那个能力可能只有50%表现，啊，本来你有你有的能力的50%表现出来而已。
Even though you have such ability, but because of being so nervous, then only maybe half of your ability was able to be performed.
因为我以前是很容易紧张的。
Because I was very easy to be nervous.
所以呢，等到我一信主之后，我一看到，哇，安息，这个太宝贵了。
So after I believe the Lord, when I see the word to rest, I think it's so precious.
所以我看到这个话，它有个惧怕，惧怕失去安息。
And when I see this, there's the fear of losing the rest.
希望我们都是那个惧怕失去安息的人。
Hope that we're all those who are in fear of losing the rest.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我如果有安息的话，我的灵、我的魂、我的身体就会正常。
So if I'm in rest, then my spirit, soul, and body will be normal.
我跟主的交通就很实在，而且不会觉得很枯燥乏味，不会觉得聚会枯燥，不会觉得读圣经枯燥，不会觉得祷告很枯燥。
And my fellowship with the Lord will be in reality will not feel that gathering is boring or reading the Bible is boring or prayer is boring.
更不会觉得弟兄姊妹在交通他很枯燥。
And definitely will not feel when brothers and sisters are sharing that they are bored.
常常我们觉得弟兄姊妹交通讲得很枯燥，是吧？其实是我出问题，不是他出问题。
Oftentimes when we feel when brothers and sisters share what they share are boring, then it's actually my problem, it's not their problem.
我把心转向了，转离开主了。我把我耳朵关闭了，结果我觉得这些弟兄姊妹在讲那些东西太烦人了。
I turn my heart against the Lord. I shut off my ears. Therefore, I think what brothers and sisters share are frustrating.
你说我讲的是不是事实
？Don't you think what I share is true?
因为我这样走过来的。
Because I have been there before.
所以不但是这样，而且你如果是有安息的话，你随时可以来到主的宝座前。
And not only that, if you are in rest, then you can always come to the throne of God.
你随时来到主的宝座前，你就不怕突如其来的震撼。
When you are able to always come before the throne of the Lord, then you are not afraid of those sudden happenings.
有许多时候，我们在不预期的时候，就突然来一个小事情哈，就把我们整个人搅乱了。
Out of our expectations, sometimes when something happens, then we become all disturbed.
那有时候如果再大一点的事情呢？我们这个人就完全不知道怎么办了。
And if something even bigger happened, then we really don't know what to do.
所以这个是需要主怜悯的。
So we need Lord's mercy.
啊，我记得那时候我跟方喜刚买的房子，我们小朋友还没出生。
I remember when my wife and I just bought a house and our daughter hasn't born yet.
结果我们钱都交完了，坐在里面坐里面还觉得蛮舒服的。
We had already completed the payment and we were sitting inside.
没想到有一天中午过后，下午差不多一两点的时候，突然有人按电铃，噔噔，哎呀，这谁来看我们啊？
But we never thought of that one afternoon someone just rang the doorbell.
门一打开，第一个门打开一看，外面那个门不认识。
And we opened the door, we did not know the person.
他说什么？我们是法院来的，查封你的房子。
He told me that we come from the courthouse. Your house has some problem.
我说不对啊，我没有跟法院打交道啊。
I say that no, but I never interact with the court.
我们也没有什么事情在法院处理啊。
And there was nothing that I had any interaction with the court.
他说不是你们，是你们上一个屋主。
He told me that it's not you, but it's the owner prior to you.
因为他欠银行的钱， 银行现在追呢，就追的就追的现在查你的房子。
For because your previous owner actually still owe money to bank, and therefore the bank is chasing after your house now.
钱已经交给别人拿不回来了。
The I have already paid the money that the money cannot be back.
就他风头蹦就上去了。
And they actually try to take away the house.
The seal.
Yeah. They put on the seal of the house.
所以还不是一张啊，过两天又来一张啊，两张啊。
It's not only one seal, but two seals.
你知道这个对你震撼不震撼？
Don't you think that was a big impact to you?
但是你如果跟主的关系正常，虽然这个问题不能马上解决，但你可以马上安息。
But if you have a normal relationship with the Lord, even though you could not resolve the problem right away, but you could find the rest right away.
我真的是看到，哇！我说主耶稣啊，怎么我刚买房子，才第一次买房子，怎么就遇到这种事啊
？So I asked the Lord that I just bought a house for first time. Then how can it happen?
正想抱怨的时候，哎，里面有一句话说：“信是得着，就必得着。”
When I was about to complain, but then a word within me tells me that if you trust, you gain it, then you gain it.
感谢主，我相信主的话，所以我就安息了。
Thank the Lord because I trust Lord's word, therefore I find rest.
所以安息是很重要的。
So to rest is very important.
如果我们在一个不安息的状态，你再碰着这一冲一下呢，就不晓得冲到哪里去了。
If we were not able to find rest in any kind of situation when you receive such impact, then you would not know where you would be.
所以这是一个需要主帮助我们的。
So that's something we need the Lord to help us.
然后希伯来书的写希伯来书的弟兄呢，告诉我们。
And the brother who wrote Book of Hebrews tells us.
这个他进入安息的人呢，他愿意服侍弟兄姊妹，不是这个进入应许的人呢，他有盼望进入应许人，他愿意服侍弟兄姊妹一起进入这个应许。
Those who have the hope to enter into the promise, he is willing to serve other brothers and sisters to enter into the promise together.
他不但是服侍，而且他殷勤做这件事情。
Not only he served, but also very diligently.
希望我们弟兄姊妹能够殷勤彼此建造，能够一起进入主的应许。
Hope that brothers and sisters can edify one another to enter into the promise together.
甚至到一个地步不懈怠，而且能够凭着信心和忍耐可以进入应许。
And also to the point that one is not being lazy, but by faith that can enter into the promise.
那希伯来书的作者又告诉我们，第三个就是亚伯拉罕有个忍耐。
And the third point in Book of Hebrews, the author tells us that Abraham has a perseverance.
这个忍耐是他可以得着神所给他的应许。
This perseverance is that he can receive the promise of God.
这个忍耐有个特性，就是他的那个字就是 far 跟 feel， 就是不凭自己的感觉，不相信自己的感觉，是相信神。
And the special characteristics of such perseverance is that he does not depend on his own feelings, but based on God's will.
多少的时候，我们把我们的感觉看重到一个地步，神不管说什么都没有用。
How often that we base our own feelings and we focus on so importantly to the point that regardless of what God said, then it's not no use.
神用圣经明明告诉我们没有用。神借着圣灵向我们说话没有用，神借着弟兄姊妹圣灵说话也没有用。
God tells us through the Bible there's no use. God tells us through the Holy Spirit there's no use. And when God tells us through brothers and sisters there's no use.
那是因为我们缺少这样的忍耐。我们看自己的感觉，我们不愿意单纯的就是接受神所要说的。
Because we lack such perseverance, therefore we only look at our own feelings. We cannot accept what God says.
另外，希伯来书的弟兄告诉我们说，这个进入神应许的人，他的魂呢是抛锚在至圣所里面。
So another part that the author of Hebrews tells us that those who enter into the promise is that the anchor of his soul is cast into the Holy of Holies.
也就是他看重神坚定的话，神的话里面有特别，神说向他讲说。神有启神对亚伯拉罕有启示为证啊，神已经就是不但说了，而且在又启示，这是什么？这双重保证。
That is that he sees the importance of God's words, just like how God told Abraham. Not only he said it, but then also he revealed to Abraham, and therefore this double assurance.
这是需要，我们也需要能够进入至圣所的交通，常常进入灵里的深处，跟主坐在宝座的主，能够有真正的能够在灵里的交通。
So it has to do with truly enter into the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, that we often have the depth of the fellowship with the Lord on the throne.
到一个地步，就是我们的心能够看得见，能够听得见，神在宝座他的心意是什么。
To the point that we can see and also we can hear what is the will of God on the throne.
这本圣经在我们手上。
This Bible is on our hands.
神在借着这本圣经已经写出来，神在宝座上，他的心意在哪里
？Through this Bible, God has already written that what is the will of Him on the throne.
如果我们没有看到，当然我们就不知道。
If we do not see it, then of course we don't know.
但是我们有一天看到了，你接受不接受神在他的话语上所说的
？But if one day you see it, do you accept what God says?
所以这是一个很宝贵的，你相信神所说的，而不相信你自己。
So that is very precious that you trust in what God says and you do not trust in yourself.
因为我们的思考都是很局限的。
For our thoughts are so limited.
我们的感觉其实是起伏很大的。
Our feelings are always up and down.
如果我们是以我们的感觉做中心的话，没有忍耐。
If we are centered upon our feelings, then we do not have the perseverance.
相信神，相信神所说的。就叫我们有忍耐。
To trust God and trust what God says helps us to have patience.
第五个方面，这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
The fifth part, the author of Hebrews tells us.
他说，这个要忍耐，这有个这个忍耐跟刚才那个忍耐其实中文翻译是一样的，但是其实是不太一样的。这是十章三十六节。
So there's another word of you need of patience, which is different from the perseverance.
所以他说，这里有句对话说，你们要忍耐，必须忍耐，使你们行完的神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
Here says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise.
但这里这个忍耐这个字是留在神所给你的那个状态，那个地位或者那个神给你的那个环境。
So this patience is to remain in the circumstances, the condition God has prepared for you.
所以这是神，你知道，我们有时候我们很不喜欢这个环境，但神把我们留在那个地方。但是你要用什么？你要用忍耐。那个忍耐呢，就是你留在那里，然后这个忍耐好像是一个你在忍，这个忍耐好像在做工一样。
So even though sometimes we don't like the circumstances Lord has put us. But you have to remain in there, and this patience is as if you're working.
所以呢，但是因为你留在那里呢，你是行神的旨意，行完了呢，就可以得到神所应许。
And because you remain in there, then you are doing the will of God, and once you have done it, then you can receive the promise.
好，这里呢，我刚刚讲的就是那些，一个是保罗，他告诉我们进入神应许的那几个方面。
So on the one hand is what Paul told us about entering into the promise of God.
另外就是希伯来书的作者告诉我们进入神应许的另外几个方面。
And also different aspects of the author of Hebrews tell us how to enter into the promise of God.
我们再回到这个哥林多后书第一章。
Then let's return to the 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
二十一节说，那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神。
Verse 21 says, Now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
他用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts?
这里有一个很宝贵的话，就是那在基督里坚固我们和你们。
Here, what is precious is that he which established us with you in Christ.
主会坚固我们。
Lord will establish us.
如果你愿意活在住在基督里，而且依靠他，借着他的话，他一定坚固你。
If you are willing to abide in Christ and also depend on Him through Him, then He will definitely establish you.
那这里讲到圣灵工作的三个方面。
And here it talks about the three different ways of working of the Holy Spirit.
一个是膏，膏抹。
One is to anoint.
一个是这个这个印。
The other one is seal.
第三个是凭据。
And earnest.
那膏抹呢？这个字原来最多只用在主耶稣的身上。
The word anoint at first it was used on the Lord Jesus.
这个字呢，用在主耶稣身上呢，你发现在主耶稣身上，主会叫死人复活，主会叫瞎子看见，主会叫瘸子起来行走。
So when this word used on the Lord, Lord would let to raise the dead and also open the eyes of the blind and also let the lame walk.
主会叫长大麻风的洁净，而且主说他传福音给所有一切的人。
Lord can cleanse the lepers and also share gospel to all those.
所以这膏若在我们身上，我们应该也是要得洁净的。
So if this also anoints on us, then we shall be cleansed.
这膏若在我们身上，主的能力在他身上，他把他的能力临到我们，在我们身上也有能力。
So if this anoints on us, then the strength of the Lord, the power of the Lord should also be upon us.
所以我们如果顺从这个恩膏的话，其实我们是会胜过自己的。
So if we follow this anointing, then we are able to overcome ourselves.
会胜过软弱的。
To overcome weakness.
甚至可以成为帮助别人，可以把从神那里得着能力来帮助别人，这个帮助是从神那里过来的。
And we can receive help from God in order to help others.
所以我们需要学会顺服恩膏的教训。
So we should learn to follow the leading of the anointing.
而这恩膏的后面就是生命在后头，神给的生命在后头。
Behind this unction, there's the life of God.
那这个恩膏呢，甚至叫我们面对敌基督、抵挡神的东西，你知道它，而且你可以，就是说，你可以不被它带走。
And this anointing can also help us to face the Antichrist.Although when we know him, and also we are not being led away by him.
所以我们应当彼此鼓励。
So we should encourage one another.
我们不要压抑弟兄姊妹那个受恩膏带领的那个机会。
We should not suppress the opportunity of brother and sister being led by the unction.
应该在我们的日常生活当中学习经常受恩膏的带领。
During our daily lives, we should always learn to be led by the anointing.
受神的教导。
Being led by the teaching of the
Lord. 你有恩膏的教训，就他就超越人的教训。
Since their teaching of the unction, then it surpasses the teaching of man.
譬如说打一个比方好了。
For example.
这是一个例子。
That's an example.
你要教一个人守法。
For us to tell someone to keep the law.
就算守地上的法律好了。
To keep the law on earth.
你一天到晚教他就会守法吗？
Would it be that this person truly follows the law if you keep teaching him?
其实我们看到，今天违反法律最厉害的就是学法律的。
Actually, we do see those who are against the law the most are those who practice law.
他用他所学的专业来做破坏的工作。
They use what they have learned in their professions to do the distraction work.
我没有否定这个学这个专业的这个意思，但是你知道，今天这个社会，不管在这里，在世界各地，这样的人多得不得了。
I'm not against those who are in such profession, but you know, in our society and this world, there are so many like this.
所以，应该他学了这个东西，他应该是更守法才对呀、
啊，
他应该更有公义才对呀、啊。
For they have learned such law, they should even keep the law even more and even be more just, be more righteous.
常常显出是刚好相反。
But actually, the reality is the opposite.
希望我这个话不是对学法律的人否决啊，我不是否决，但是就是说我不是指每一个学法律都是这样啊，只是当中有人就是这样。
I'm not saying all those who study law is like this. I'm not against them, but I'm just saying it's a fact. Things happen.
但是神恩膏的教训，圣灵会教我们。
But for the anointing of the unction that the Holy Spirit will teach us.
让我们这个本来没有打算要守法的人，如果我们知道主是宝贵的，愿意顺服他，就会变成守法的。
For those of us who did not was not thinking about keeping the law, but then we will realize it's precious and we keep it.
你甚至都不需要这个那个什么，你学多少的法律在里面。
We don't have to say that we learn so much law.
我自己就是那个不守法的人。
I'm the one that who did not keep the law.
但是我学的美好的功课，给我很大的帮助。
But I have learned precious lessons which helped me much.
让我知道恩高的教训是实在的，真实的，在基督里是真实的。
So I know the anointing of the unction is so real in Christ.
我以前的那个学校呢是在台北的郊区。
Back then, my school was in the countryside of suburban area of Taipei.
在交通规则上，台北市所有台北市任何地方，红灯是不能右转的。
In all the city of Taipei, the traffic law does not prohibit to turn right on red.
但是因为我们在郊区，虽然我们是个大学在那里，所以不管是教授也好，学生也好，红灯照样右转。
But because our university was in suburban area, so regardless the professors or students, we still make right turn on red.
所以红灯右转对我们来讲是大家都做的事情，没什么特别。
So everybody did turn right on red, so it was not something special.
有一天我信主了。
One day I believed the Lord.
我那天正好要到学校的那个门口去，就一定要经过那个地方。
I had to pass the entrance of the school.
那我车一直骑到快要到灯的时候呢，有个声音告诉我说：“红灯你就停下来。”
I was riding my bike.
Motorcycle.
I was riding on the motorcycle to the point that there's something in my heart tells me that you have to stop at red.
没有想到这个声音一来啊，马上就看到红灯了。
And then I never thought of when this voice happened in my heart, then I saw a red light.
那我就停啊。
So I stopped.
但我一停我看都没有车也没有人啊。
And I saw there was no cars nor people.
我不转觉得很对不起自己。
So I thought I could turn.
所以呢我一看看停了一下它还没有到绿灯呢我就嘣就转过去了。
So I made the turn before it turned green.
转过去之后呢两个警察站前面。
After I made the turn, I saw two police standing there.
马上招手说过来过来。
And they asked me to go there.
然后我就过去，他指到我后面看，红灯，红灯右转。
And then the police showed me that it was still the red light, and you made the turn on the red.
里面又有个声音说，刚才不是叫你停了吗？
Then the voice told me that another voice told me inside, didn't I tell you to stop?
主知道，主没有跟我讲理由，其实我也学不会的。
Actually, the Lord knows that if the Lord did not tell me the reason, then I would not learn.
但是那一次我交的这个罚款之后，我就学会我红灯一定要停下来。
But after I paid the penalty that time, then I learned that I must stop on red.
当然我不知道那是违法的，就没办法。但是我若知道这是违法的，我就不会故意去做它。
Of course, if I did not realize that was against the law, then I could not do anything. But if I know that's against the law, I would never do it.
所以你要经历这个很多很多的啊，这个我想弟兄姊妹如果要讲的话，很多的。所以我们就说，弟兄姊妹不要让弟兄姊妹失去受恩膏教训的机会。
So there's so much we can share about this, but then we do not let brothers and sisters to lose the chance to receive the anointing.
这跟你进入应许很有关系的。
It has much to do with your entering into the promise.
如果你失去的恩膏的教训，你要进入应许，好像你少了一个神带领的重要的东西。
If you lose the chance of the teaching of the unction, then in order to enter a promise, you lost the such importance of how Lord will lead you.
所以这里面其实恩膏的教训可以交通很多东西，不过我就是给大家提醒一下。
So the leading of the unction, actually there's so much we can share about, but I'm just reminding.
因为神欲用印我们。
For God has sealed us.
所以这个当我们愿意跟随主的时候神呢他这印的意思哈有封条的意思。
So this word seal is like sealing up something.
也有归属印证的意思。
Or to seal as it belongs to something.
所以这个被印的主要是属于谁的。
So to seal means this belongs to certain people.
所以他们许多买木材的他们有一个方法就是在那个他要买的木材上面打一个印。然后就走了。
So those who are buying the woods or the palace, then they just seal something on there.
那最后这个木材呢，就根据那个印是谁的，就送到那个印的那个人身上。
Then the wooden material based on who sealed that is, then that's being sent to.
所以神用印印我们，那我们一面是属他的，而且那个让我们在他面前是里面是可以明白的。
So for God has sealed us, on one hand we belong to Him, but on the other hand that it helps us to understand.
还有神是圣灵在我们里面做凭据，其实做就是做那个抵押品的。
And also being the earnest of the spirit in our heart, which is the guarantee.
那个当铺哈，以前我们那时候小时候有时候缺钱都去当铺。
When we need money, we go to the place we just deposit something in there.
我记得以前他们都是有什么当这个戒指啦，什么当一些家里面比较贵重的东西。
And I remember that we just put our rings or something in the pawn shop.
那也有人当那个宾士车啊，都有，对不对
？Or people put their Mercedes there.
那老板怎么能够放心把钱给你啊
？So how can the owner of the pawn shop so willing to give you the money?
因为你更重要的东西在他身上。
For what's even more important is with them.
所以主把圣灵给我们。
For the Lord give us the Holy Spirit.
保证他应许，他要带我们能够进入得到应许。
To guarantee that we can enter into the promise.
所以对我们来讲的话，进入神的应许是我们重要的彼此的服事。
So to enter into the promise of God is to very important ministry with one another.
那如果我们是真的是活在要得着应许、进入应许的过程中
，So if truly we are in the process of entering into the promise.
写希伯来书的弟兄告诉我们。
The author of Book of Hebrews tell us.
这个活在要神的应许里面的人，他有什么一些生活上的表现呢
？So what's the life manifestation of those who are entering into a promise of God?
他在应许之地做客。
They are the sojourners on the promised land.
所以亚伯拉罕并不是穷光蛋。
Abraham was not in poverty.
亚伯拉罕是什么？是大富户啊。
He was actually a very wealthy person.
亚伯拉罕不但是大富户，亚伯拉罕人家觉得他什么？他像王子啊。
Not only Abraham was wealthy, but also people felt he was like a prince.
所以他呢，在应许之地却是做客的。
But then he was only a sojourner in the land of promise.
所以千万不要以为说我们因为做客，所以我们都是觉得说我们每一个都是一穷二白，不是这样的。
So definitely don't think because we're sojourners and therefore we are in poverty.
你可能很富有，但是那个富有不会叫你变成属地的。
You might be wealthy, but this will not drag you down to earthly.
你可能在地上你很有权柄，但这个权柄不是叫你变成这个地上国度的人，而是你还是属天国度的。
You might be full of authority on earth, but this kind of authority does not make you to those belong to the earthly kingdom, but you still belong to heavenly kingdom.
所以在地上是做客的。
So we are sojourners on earth.
另外呢，就是存着信心而死，就是我们的信心一直到我们离开这个世界，都在我们也是越来越大，越来越大。
And also we die with faith. That is our faith grows bigger and bigger until the day we leave this earth.
另外呢，就是过一个奉献的生活。
And to live out the life of sacrifice.
会愿意把神给我们的，再能够交回到神的手中。
We are willing to offer up what God has given us back to Him.
有时候我们非常的可惜，就是神若给我们什么一点，我们就抓在手上。
Unfortunately, whenever God gives us something, then we take hold of it.
其实神给我们是要叫我们给出去的。
Actually, God gives us in order for us to give out.
结果我们就抓在自己手上，就是以为这是我的，这是神的，但是呢，我们以为这是我的。
But then we grab hold of it, then we saw it's ours. Actually, it's not, it's God.
所以呢，我们呢没有办法能够帮助别人进入应许的生活。
So then we cannot help others to enter into the life of promise.
但神要我们在一生的所有的机会里面，包括我们的死，都是在信心里面去死的。
God would like us in every single opportunity in our life, even including our death, is to die in faith.
所以要叫我们这一生的日子，像希伯来书十一章的那些圣徒一样，成为信心的见证人。
So our entire life can become the saints in what's mentioned in the chapter 11 of Hebrews, become the testimony of faith.
不但自己进入, 而且是帮助所有神的儿女, 他能够帮助到的儿女, 都能进入。
Not only themselves enter in, but help all those God's children who they were able to help to enter in.
好, 我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back into your hands.
你不但要向我们说话, 也求你赐给回头的亮光。
Not only you would like to speak to us, but also give us light as we look back.
因为人的话是有限的。
For man's words are so limited.
求你智慧启示的灵在我们里面做工。
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation work in us.
使你的应许在每一个圣徒在你的教会中不但成为实际, 而且成为彼此激励彼此鼓励的一个重要的主啊你自己的帮助。
So your promise not only become an encouragement amongst all the saints among church, but also become help, important help amongst us.
求你做人不能做的工作。
Do the work that man cannot do.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，谢谢。